感谢主，我们又被主召聚一次来到，一起来到他的面前。
We thank the Lord that He has gathered us once again before His presence.
相信弟兄姊妹们都已经很清楚知道，这次我们聚会是朝着这样的一个主题。
I believe that brothers and sisters are already aware of our topic for this conference.
神的帐幕在人间。
As behold the tabernacle of God.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
这个实在是一个非常非常重大的神赐给我们的，我不知道说是祝福也好，还是恩典也好。还是神的荣耀和丰富都好。
Indeed, this is such a great blessing from God, whether we say it is His blessing, or His grace, or His glory and fullness.
因为这话是说出了，神要把他的自己毫无保留的赏给我们。
Because these words indeed tell us God without any withholding would give of Himself fully to us.
同时呢，也是包括了神要叫我们这些人同样的毫无保留的归给他。
At the same time, these words also require for us, without any reservation, to give of ourselves to Him.
在这聚会里，弟兄们给我的安排是要和弟兄姊妹们一同来看看帐幕的那个启示，在旧约里边的启示。
During this conference, the brethren have arranged for me to share with brothers and sisters concerning the revelation of the tabernacle in the Old Testament.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
一看到会幕在旧约里头头一次出现的时候。
When we see that the tabernacle first appears in the Old Testament.
那是没有办法禁止我们要追回一些过去的历史。
We cannot but to reflect on the history's past.
让我们要看到为什么会有会幕。
We must consider why there would be the tabernacle.
会幕解决了我们什么问题。
And what does the matter of the tabernacle concerning us solve?
如果没有会幕的话，那么我们是怎样活在神的面前。
If without the tabernacle, how do we live before God?
那当我们一碰到这个历史上的问题的时候。
Now when we consider these questions throughout history.
弟兄姊妹们，你没有办法能忘记神为什么会给造出来。
Brothers and sisters, we must then remember why God created the tabernacle.
那也就是说，神造人的时候，神定义在人身上要显明一个什么的事实。
That is, in the creation of man, what is the fact, the reality that God wants to make known to us?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那当我们回到神的话里面去看的时候。
That's when we return back to the Word of God.
那我们就知道了，会幕这一件事情不是一件简单的事。
We realize then this matter concerning the tabernacle is not a simple one.
这一件事情是把神整个永远的旨意做了一个很具体的启示。
The matter of the tabernacle concerning the eternal will of God is manifested to us very practically.
我们没有交通进去以前，请弟兄姊妹们先看一看出埃及记25章。
As we begin our fellowship, brothers and sisters, let us turn to the book of Exodus, chapter 25.
我们先看从第一节看到第六节。
We'll read from Exodus, chapter 25, verses 1 through 6.
耶和华晓谕摩西说，你告诉以色列人当为我送礼物来，凡甘心乐意的，你们就可以知道就可以收上归我。所要收的礼物就是金银铜蓝色紫色朱红色线细麻山羊毛眼红的公羊皮海狗皮皂荚木点灯的油并做膏油和香的香料红玛瑙与别样的宝石可以赏看在以弗德和松牌上。
Exodus chapter 25 verses 1 through 7. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, that they bring me an offering of every man that giveth it willingly with his heart, you shall take my offering. And this is the offering which you shall take of them, gold and silver and brass and blue and purple and scarlet and fine linen and goat's hair and ram skin dyed red and badger skin and shittim wood, oil for the light, spices for anointing oil and for sweet incense, onyx stones and stones to be set in the ephod and in the breastplate.
我们要注意的就是第八节啊，接上来。
Pay attention to verse 8.
又当为我造圣所，使我可以住在他们中间，制造帐幕和其中的一切器具，都要照我所指示你的样式。
And let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them. According to all that I show thee, after the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of all the instruments thereof, even so shall ye make it.
这特别是留意当中的那一句话，末了的那一句话。
Let us pay attention to these last words here.
都要照我所指示你的样式。
Even so as the pattern that I will show thee.
那这句话就清楚地给我们指出，会幕这一件事情的建造不是一件随随便便的事。
These words tell us the making of the tabernacle is not a very simple, casual matter.
为什么不是随随便便呢？
Why is it that it cannot be very casual?
我们待会交通出来的时候，弟兄姊妹就知道。
As we share, brothers and sisters, we'll realize.
因此我们说，我们要看到会幕这个事情的时候，你必须要回到以前的一点历史。
Therefore, as I mentioned, when we see the making of the tabernacle, we have to go back somewhat in history.
那就是神造人的目的。
That is the creation of man.
我相信大部分的弟兄姊妹们都已经非常清楚神造人的目的。
I believe brothers and sisters were very clear on God's purpose for his creation of man.
神造人的时候，神是非常清楚地指出他造人的那一个目的和要求是什么。
When God created man, he clearly tells us what is his purpose and what is his requirement.
虽然那个字句里头没有很多的话。
Even though the words itself does not, not many.
神的话只是说照着我们的形象和样式造人。
God's word simply says, let us create, make man in our own image.
让他们去管理神所造的一切和全地。
So that they will subdue and rule over all of the land and all of the creation.
这是创世纪第一章里头的话。
These are the words found in Genesis chapter 1.
是我们弟兄姊妹们读经的时候读了好多遍的。
I believe brothers and sisters have read those words many a times.
但是读了许多遍，能不能叫我们掌握到神的那个心思和他的目的呢？
But as we read again and again those words, are we able to grasp the heart, the purpose of God's words?
我相信很多弟兄姊妹们都慢慢的一点一点的领会过来。
I believe brothers and sisters were able to understand more fully those words gradually.
但是我们还是需要主给我们很清楚的来注意。
But we must still ask the Lord to let us see very clearly.
神起初造人的目的，
The original purpose of God's creation of
man, 严格地说起来,
strictly speaking,
是整本圣经里头的主要的信息的起头。
It is the origin, the beginnings of the revelation of the entire Bible.
那当然也包括了这个会幕的这一件事情的起头。
Of course, it also includes for us the origins of the tabernacle.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
但神把人造人把人 造出来以后，
After God created man,
神把他们安置在伊甸园。
God placed man in the Garden of Eden.
那在伊甸园里头有 各样的安排。
Now there are many arrangements in the garden.
一面你看见神说你们在伊甸园里头你们有什么任务。
On the one hand, God tells them what he has entrusted man to do in the garden.
在伊甸园里头你们该做什么事情。
What man ought to do in the garden.
另外神也在伊甸园里头让他们接触一个很严肃的问题。
At the same time, God tells man a very solemn issue.
我只能用简单的话来讲，因为我们是受时间的限制，不能说得细，也不能说得透彻。
Because of the constraint of time, I have to summarize that we cannot get into detail or very thoroughly.
那神造人的目的既然是在那里显明神的心意和替神来管理万有。
For the creation of man is to manifest the desire of God and to rule over all of God's creation.
那人凭什么去执行他这一个 责任呢
？The question is, by what, according to what, is man able to execute this responsibility committed to him by God?
那所以我们就看到，在伊甸园里头，神做了一个安排。
Therefore, we see in the garden, God has made this arrangement.
神不愿意人看见神要这样做，他们就想用尽各种各样办法去做好神所托付的。
If man cannot see what God is to do, then man will use their own ways to do by all their ways, methods, to complete what God desires for them to do.
神要让人很清楚知道他们背负的那个任务是那样重。
God desires for man to know the commitment they have been entrusted with is very heavy.
他们做好这一个任务是要凭什么？
And man has to know clearly according to what are they able to complete this commitment.
所以我们看到神在伊甸园当中安置了两棵树，是不是弟兄姊妹？对故事来说，你很熟悉了。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, I believe are very familiar with the story. God has placed two trees in the midst of the garden.
我们觉得，好多人曾经问过我们。
Many times, brothers and sisters may have.
神为什么那么愚昧？
Why would God be so foolish?
在伊甸园里头不安排那两棵树，那就什么事情都不发生了。
For if God did not arrange for these two trees in the midst of the garden, none of this would happen.
那如果神不做那个安排，就是让人说你去完成我所要做的就好了嘛。
If God did not make that arrangement yet, just commit it to man, just do what I tell you, that would be fine.
但神没有这样做。
But God did not do so.
神却安排两棵树在那里。
But God have arranged for two trees in the garden.
也不告诉他们这两棵树在摆在那里有什么目的。
And did not tell man what is the purpose of those two trees.
只是说出那两棵树所要带给人所得的是什么。
But God told man what is the result and what man is able to gain from those two trees.
弟兄姊妹们都很清楚知道。
Brothers and sisters, we know clearly.
那两棵树，一个叫做生命树。
We know that one tree is the tree of life.
一个叫做分别善恶树。
And the other tree is the tree of the knowledge of
good and evil. 或者是叫做知识树。
In other words, the knowledge of
good and evil. 那这两棵树摆在那里。
When these two trees are placed there.
有什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
我想。
I believe,
如果我们灵里面是清楚的
if we're clear in the spirit,
我们会知道
we will know,
神把那两棵树摆在那里是有一个目的一个心思在哪里
When God placed those two trees there, he has a thought, a desire behind it.
很清楚地告诉被造的人
It very clearly tells man who is created.
就是我们的祖宗了
that is our forefather.
你们从我手里头接的那一个托付是蛮严肃的。
The commitment which I've entrusted you is a very solemn one.
你们怎么去把它完成呢？
Now, how are you able to complete what I've committed unto you?
这里有两个事情你们要思考。
There are two matters here that you must consider.
就是关乎你们完成神托付的那一个方法。
This has to do with the way in which you will complete what I've committed unto you.
这两棵树里头你能只能在其中选一棵。
Now, in these two trees, you can only choose one.
但是选出来的，你吃了以后，所发生的结果是不一样的。
But after you partake of the tree, the results will be different depending on which tree you choose.
一个叫做生命树。
One is the tree of life.
那神没有说有什么目的和内容。
God did not say what the details and what the purpose is.
但是你从它的名字上头已经知道了。
But from the name of the tree, we know.
你吃生命树上的果子，所接受的就是生命。
If you take of the fruit of the tree of life, you receive life.
就是那么简单的一句话。
It is very simple.
但是说到分别善恶树的时候呢？
But when you speak of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil,
神说你们可以吃。
God said, if you eat of it,
但是就不要吃。
But do not eat of it.
但是你吃的时候呢
？For the day you eat of it，
会有一个相当美的结果。
There would be this result。
那个结果是什么呢
？What is that result？
你就得尽了一切的知识。
The good result is you will gain all this knowledge。
你就能懂得所有的技能。
And you will know all the expertise that you
need。那现在这个问题就摆在那里了。
So now the issue is placed before us。
尤其是在分别善恶树上的这一个。事情上头
especially upon this matter of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil
你一看到它的结果是给你有那么大的知识和技能
you see one of the results is it will give you much knowledge and much expertise
你再看看神那个交托是那样的严重
and when we consider the commitment which God has entrusted us is so heavy and weighty
你是很自然的，当然要选这一个了。
Now, very naturally say, oh, I should choose the knowledge of the tree of good and evil.
你吃的日子一定死。
Yet God warns us, for the day you eat of that tree, you shall die.
什么叫做死？
What does it mean to die?
死就是没有了生命了。
Dying means no more life.
那既然生命是不存在了，
if there is no more life,
知识和技能对你有什么作用呢？
What good does the knowledge and expertise do for
us? 这个就是一个很严肃的考验。
Therefore, it is a very solemn test.
神把这两棵树摆在那里。
God places the two trees there.
神要让人自己去选择。你凭什么去完成神的托付？
God allows for man to choose according to what do you choose to complete the commitment which I've entrusted you.
神的定义很清楚。
God's will is very clear.
你要完成神完成神的那一个托付。
If you were to complete God's entrustment,
你必须是一个有生命的人。
We must be one who has life.
如果你没有生命的话，
without life,
你还能做什么呢？
What else can we do?
这是很简单的问题。
It is a very simple.
但是这一件事情本身，它不是只是我说的那么简单。
Even though it is a very simple issue, it is not as simple as I put it.
因为这一件事的本身，
because this matter itself,
乃是一个属灵的征战。
It's a spiritual battle.
因为在这一件，在神和人中间所安排的这一个拣选的问题上面，
before this test of this choosing that God has arranged for man,
暗暗的还有一个人物存在，
hiddenly there is another character that is there,
那是撒旦，
and that is Satan.
撒旦手里头的工作就是对着神所要做的事情撒手去破坏。
The work in Satan's hand is to deal to try to harm the work of God.
那所以在伊甸园里面的这一件事上面，人失败了。
Therefore, in this matter concerning in the garden, man failed.
人堕落了。
Man fell.
人得着了智慧和技能。
Man has gained the wisdom and expertise.
但是却没有生命了。
Yet man has lost life.
那这样一来，
in this way,
就引出一个最当时就实现的问题，就是和神的交通断了。
Immediately, the issue before man, then their fellowship with God ceased.
不能见神了。
They cannot see God.
如果人不能见神，
if man cannot see God,
你凭什么去执行神所托付的任务呢？
According to what can man execute and complete what is committed
to us? 事情一摆出来的时候，就是那么简单。
And when the issue is placed before us, it is simply put in that way.
但是那个结果是非常的严肃。
Yet the result is a very solemn one.
严肃到一个什么地步呢？
It is so solemn.
是把神的那个永远的旨意打坏了。
That it has harmed, it has interrupted, disturbed the eternal will of God.
那神对着这样的一个受破坏的光景，
in this condition when God's eternal will is disturbed,
神怎么做工呢？
How does that work?
随他这样下去，
would God allow for this to go on?
还是神要把他整个的挽回过来呢？
Or would God reconcile this matter?
感谢神，
we thank God.
神虽然碰到一个好大的难处，
even though this is a great difficulty before God,
但是神是手里没有难成事的事的神。
But God is a God of possibilities. There is nothing impossible with God.
所以神就要动手来把整个事情恢复到原来的那个定义里。
Therefore, God has restored and recovered all things back to his original purpose.
所以感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
是，我们就看到伊甸园的那段历史的末了是神的一些宣告。
We can see in the last history in the Garden of Eden, God has proclaimed.
详细的情形我不能说了。
I won't get into the details.
因为这个只是开头的话。
Because these are only the beginning of my
sharing. 我只是把那个结论说出来就够了。弟兄姊妹们，我相信你们都已经懂了。
I will just share with you the conclusion. I believe brothers and sisters already know.
但是一些比较年轻的弟兄姊妹们就也许生疏一点。
But for the sake of the younger brothers and sisters, because you may not be as familiar,
所以我重点的点出来就是了。
I'll just point that out.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
但读在一 伊甸园的末了的那一段的事情上面，他宣告了什么事情呢？
In the matters concerning the garden, what did God proclaim?
第一，他是宣告有生命赎生命的事。
First, God has proclaimed to us this matter of life, redeeming life.
第二件事情，他宣告了女人的后裔要伤蛇的头的问题。
Secondly, he has proclaimed that the seed of the woman shall bruise the serpent's head.
第三件事情，你看到分别善恶树上的那一棵树没有了。
Well, thirdly, we can see then there is no longer the fruit, the tree of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil.
但是生命树却保存下来。
Yet the tree of life remains.
也许从表字面上的来看，我们说的哦，事情就是这样过来了。
Perhaps by the letter of the word, we say this is how the history passed.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
事情不是那么简单就过来。
The matter does not end so simply.
因为每一件事情都带着一个非常非常重要的事实在那里。
Because each one of those proclamations bring with it a very serious matter.
这些重要的事实是必须要解决。
Yes, these serious matters must be dealt with.
解决了，人在神面前所造成所有的难处也就过去了。
After these matters that which God proclaimed has been dealt with, then all the difficulty which man brought about will be taken care of.
我们感谢神。
And we thank God.
如果我们对创世纪起头那几章的圣经读得很深入的话，你一定会发觉这个问题实在是非常的重要。
If we read the first few chapters of Genesis very carefully, we can indeed see how serious, important these matters are.
那当神安排了这许多的事情的时候，
Now, after God has arranged for all these matters,
那在人中间就发生了各种各样的历史了。
Throughout man's history, many events took place.
这些事情我不能再提它了。
Now, we won't get into those matters.
我要越过他们这些事情，一提要提到一个很重要的点。
Well, go beyond all these points in history, but I must mention one very important one.
神在那长久的时间里头，一直在人中间有一个等候。
That is, throughout that long period of history, God has a longing that he has been waiting for.
等候什么呢？
What is God waiting for?
等候能够有人体会神的心意，是转过来专一的去寻求神。
God is waiting for one who is in agreement, sympathetic to his will, that we would turn to be in agreement with God.
所以我们看到在那段历史的里面是经过了很多很多的事情。
Therefore, we can see throughout man's history, many, many things took place.
但神还是在那里等待。
Yet God is there with a longing.
不是说神没有找到一些比较合宜的人。
It is not that God did not find individuals who are seemingly more fitting.
但是神要为着说明他自己的心思和意念，他没有在那些人的身上显出一个完全的动作。
But in order to manifest his own desire and purpose, God did not have an individual that he had manifested fully through.
一直等到有一天，
Until one day,
主看到亚伯兰了。
The Lord saw Abram.
神选中亚伯兰了。
And God chose Abram.
选中亚伯兰来接受神的那个救赎的启示的一个实际的启的发表。
God chose Abram to manifest to him practically the revelation of his redemption.
神很清楚地告诉亚伯兰。
God clearly told Abram,
我要拣选你。
I have chosen you.
我要在你的后裔里头做一件大事。
And I will do a great thing from your seed.
我要叫你和你的后裔带出一个国。
And so that from you and your offspring, you will bring forth a nation.
这一个国能叫万民得福的。
And this is from your seed, all nations shall be blessed.
神好像没有很详细的把他要做的事情告诉亚伯兰。
God did not tell Abram very clearly in detail all that he is to do.
神就是把一个大前提的事情放在亚伯兰的眼前。
But God has placed this prelude premise very clearly before Abram.
亚伯兰就这样跟随主。
And Abram followed the Lord in this way.
神也救亚伯兰脱离各种各样的软弱和愚昧。
And the Lord delivered Abram from many foolishness and
wickedness. 让他一直能维持着朝着神的那个永远的心思来跟随。
So that Abram can follow according to God's desire in that direction.
说从亚伯兰的后代里头，神选中了以撒和雅各。
And from the descendants of Abram, God chose Isaac and Jacob.
接着他们父子祖孙这三代就带出一个民族来。
And from these the three individuals, God brought forth a nation.
弟兄姊妹都知道这个民族就是以色列。
And brothers and sisters, we know this is the nation of Israel.
神就定规在以色列族的身上来执行。
And God has will for the nation of Israel to be the beginning of his eternal redemption.
所以神也带领以色列这整个的民族要走过一段的历史，我们也不详细提了。
Therefore, God has also led the nation of Israel through certain events in history, which we will not get into.
但是我们知道一件事情。
But there's one thing that we know.
以色列从神的应许地下到
That is from the promised land of God, the Israel left and went to Egypt. If we look at it practically, this did not seem to have done well. For they have left the promised land of God to a land which God did not promise. Of course, this is what we think happened externally. But brothers and sisters, let us take note. It is God's will for Israel to leave, to enter into Egypt. I won't get into those details.
我要让弟兄姊妹注意的，蒙应许的民族活在一个不给纪念的地。
But brothers and sisters, pay attention to this. It is a nation that is in remembrance by God, yet they have gone into a place that is not remembered by God.
所以以色列的那一段历史正好说出了人在神的面前那。 我们的祖宗在神的面前所造成的这个历史的原则。
This very point itself is the principle that we can take note of the consequences that was brought about by our forefather.
从神手里接过来的是非常荣耀丰富的一个应许。
The promise which we receive from God is a glorious and a rich one.
一边是彰显神的荣耀。
On the one hand, we are to manifest God's glory.
一边是执行神的权柄。
And to execute the authority which God has delegated to us.
但是这样的人却落到一个结果。
Yet these individuals have fallen to this result.
落在一个死的事实里。
That we have entered into a reality condition of death.
这个不就是跟以色列人下到埃及的那个，在原则上来看，你看到那个相同的点吗？
In principle, we can see that it's the same point when Israel, the nation, entered into Egypt.
那如果以色列人在埃及,
if for the nation of Israel to be in Egypt,
在生活上面，他们也许觉得有点丰富。
Perhaps in their daily living, they may feel there is richness there.
因为他们在旷野漂流的时候，还回想埃及的黄花韭菜。
That is because when they were wandering in the wilderness, they were still thinking of the food, the abundance in Egypt.
在他们实际的生活的内容里头呢？
In their actual living, however, they were in much toil and suffering.
所以他们看到他们生活内容里头的痛苦的话，他们真是能想办法要脱离那样的生活环境。
When they see the condition and the toil and the suffering, they want to be delivered from such a situation.
但是凭什么呢?
But according to what?
没办法凭他们自己。
They cannot be delivered from that according to their own power, but we thank God.
下埃及是神的定义。
It is God's will that they enter into Egypt.
出埃及也是神一定做的事。
It is also what God will do to bring them out of Egypt.
说神起头把他们
Therefore, God has delivered them, brought them out of Egypt.
接着先得着摩西就把他们带出来了。
God gained Moses and used Moses to lead the people out.
以色列人就很高兴。
The Israelites were very joyful.
现在我们要跟随我们的神离开埃及，要进到迦南了。
Now we will follow our God to leave Egypt to enter into Canaan.
从今以后，我们就活得欢欢喜喜。
Now we will live rejoicingly and we will live in abundance.
这是他们心里头意念。
This is what the Israelites thought.
但神知道,
but God knows.
他们这样子的意念进不了迦南的。
With such a mindset, they cannot enter into Canaan.
说神把他们领到旷野。
Therefore, God led them through the wilderness.
领到旷野一面是让他们去经历一些 实际的问题,
On the one hand, it is for them to experience some very practical matters.
但更重要的是让他们在那一种旷野的生活的里头去认识神的自己,
On the one hand, even more importantly, it is for them to experience the Lord Himself and to enjoy of God's provision. And through that, God will lead them into His purpose.
And
therefore, brothers and sisters, when we see when Israel were at Mount Sinai,
神就给他们接受一件很大很大的事。
God allowed for them to experience a very great matter.
头件事是神告诉他们说,
First, God told them,
我领你们出来的目的,
the purpose which I led you out,
不是叫你们脱离生活的困苦,
it is not to only deliver you from the labor of your life,
是叫你们知道你们活在地上的地位和那个目的,
but it is in order for you to know the position which you have and the purpose for your living.
所以在出埃及第19章的时候, 神就跟他们说话了。
Therefore, in Exodus chapter 19, God speaks to the people.
我把你们选召出来。
For I've chosen you. I've called you out.
神说,我是用我的手,我的恩典,我的怜悯,把你们带出来的。
For I've led you out with my hand by grace and mercy.
那我带你出门,带你们出来做什么呢?
Why have I brought you out?
第一就是要叫你们归我。
First, that you may belong to me.
要做一个听话的人。
So that you will be those who are obedient.
如果你们真实地听从我的话,
and if you do hearken, obey my commands,
遵守我跟你们所立的约,
and to keep the covenant which I make with
you, 我要把你们就造成一个特别的民族, 特别的国度,
and I will make for you to be a chosen race, to be a people, peculiar people.
民族是一个圣洁的民族,
and you're to be a holy nation.
国度是一个称为祭司的国度,
and you're to be a kingdom of priests.
这个祭司的国度有什么功用呢?
And what is the function of this kingly priesthood?
如果我们读出埃及第19章的时候,
when we read Exodus chapter 19,
你会发觉神说了这一大堆话的时候, 神说了一句话,
and you can see when God spoke these words, He said these words.
就是说把你们造成一个祭司的国度以后,
that is after He said, I will make you a kingdom of priests.
神说了一句话,
God said,
那句话很有意思,
and these words are very
你不用心去注意, 你就忽略过去了。
If we do not pay attention, we'll just gloss through it.
你留意的话, 你就留意到了。
If we pay attention, we'll see.
神说那句话是什么话呢?
What are those words which God said?
因为全地都是我的。
For all the earth is mine.
那全地都是你神的, 跟祭司的国度有什么关系呢?
Now what does these words, for all the earth is mine, have to do with the kingdom of priesthood? God did not say very clearly.
他就是说出这么一件事,
but God said these words.
我把你们制造成一个自私的国度以后,
I will make you a kingdom of priests.
就有一个事情出现了,
there is this matter.
就显明全地都是我的,
that will manifest the fact that the, all the earth is mine. We thank
弟兄姊妹,
the Lord.
这是神让以色列人出埃及的目的。
Brothers and sisters, this is the purpose which God led the people
out of Egypt. 把他们建立成一个祭司的国度,
so that they would be established as a kingdom of priests.
乃是为了把全地带回神的面前。
It's in order to bring all the earth back before God.
弟兄姊妹, 如果你心思里面, 明了一点,
brothers and sisters, if in our spirit we're sensitive,
你会领会得到,
we will understand.
这不就是神造人的时候所宣告的那件事情吗?
This is also what God proclaimed when He created man.
感谢神,
we thank God.
是那一件事情的原则,
yes,
在以色列人的身上, 首先的出现,
yes, in principle, it is the same issue and that appears first amongst Israel.
感谢神,
we thank God.
神是跟以色列这样说过了,
after God said these to Israel,
接着我们就留意到了,
then we take note.
神对以色列人说,
God said to Israel,
我要向你们显现,
I will manifest myself to you.
你们全体都能看见我的荣耀,
and you shall all see, behold my glory.
你们全体都能看见我的权柄, 和丰富,
and you shall behold my authority and my fullness.
但是有一个条件,
but there's the one condition.
你们只能从远处看,
you can only see from afar.
你们可以看得很清楚,
you can see very clearly.
但是你不能接近我,
but you cannot draw near to me.
所以神就安排他们那样子,
and that's the arrangement which God made.
然后就召摩西上西乃山,
and God called Moses up Mount Sinai.
在那里就传下了律法,
and there God gave Moses the law.
那么, 整个以色列的百姓都看到神这一个荣耀丰富权柄能力
When all the people saw the glory, the richness, the fullness, and the authority of God manifested,
等到摩西回来的时候,
and when Moses came down,
百姓一面是很佩服神,
on the one hand, the people respected God,
一面又非常的惧怕神,
on the other hand, they were in awe and fearful of
他们就对摩西说了,
and they said to Moses,
摩西啊,
Moses,
你跟神说吧,
say to God,
神有什么话要跟我们说,
if God has any words to speak to us, let him speak to you.
那你听见了就回来告诉我们,
and after you hear those words, you can then come and tell us.
因为我们实在不敢见神的面,
for we fear to see God's face.
太厉害了,
it is too great.
那个荣耀我们受不了,
and we cannot bear that such glory.
那个权柄我们受不了,
and we cannot bear such authority.
那种光景我们没办法不发抖的,
and it is fear and trembling in that condition for us.
所以神有话就透过你来向我们说,
so if God has any words, he can speak to you through you.
我们都听话,
and we will be obedient.
弟兄姊妹,你听以色列人说的话就好了,
now brothers and sisters, it's enough for us to hear those words.
那感谢主,
but we thank the Lord.
因着这样的光景,
in that condition,
会幕就来了,
that's when the tabernacle came.
因为当神说完了这一些事情以后,
that is after God spoke all these words.
出埃及这25章,
when we reach Exodus chapter
25, 神就告诉摩西说,
God told Moses,
你告诉以色列人, 预备给我一些礼物,
that tell the people to bring their offerings.
用这些礼物来建造一个会幕,
to bring these offerings to build the tabernacle.
因为我要, 住在你们中间,
for I will dwell in your midst.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
那现在会幕的帐幕的事情就开始了,
now this is the beginning of this matter concerning the tabernacle.
把刚才我交通的那些事情你合在一起, 来想想,
now when we connect this matter of the tabernacle to what I've just shared and we consider,
以色列人 看见神那个荣耀的显现的时候,
when Israel saw the glory of God manifested,
他们一面是羡慕神的荣耀,
on the one hand, they admire the glory of God,
但是更严重的那件事情, 他们是惧怕神的荣耀,
but which is even more severe is that they are afraid, they are fearful of God's glory.
现在神说一件事情,
now God says these words,
他要住在他们中间,
God is to dwell in their midst.
那受得了吗?
Can they bear that?
弟兄姊妹们, 你留意到这里头, 好像人和神中间的这个矛盾, 好像到了一个非常严重的地步吗?
Brothers and sisters, do we see the disconnect here, the conflict between God and man to this condition?
神说我要住到你们中间来,
God says to man, I will dwell in your midst.
我要陪伴你们走完这个旷野的路,
and I will be with you to go through this wilderness.
我要帮你们带进那个应许之地, and 来承受产业,
I will bring you into the promised land to, for your inheritance.
这一件事情对以色列人来说, 他们是很欢迎的,
of course, the Israelites welcome this matter.
但是一想到神住在我们中间,
but when they consider the matter that God is to dwell in their midst,
那我们怎么受得了呢?
How are we able to take this?
几天前,
just a few days ago,
或是一天两天三天前,
perhaps a day, two or three
我们看见神在西乃山上向我们显现一下,
we see that God manifests his presence with us.
我们都受不了,
and we cannot even bear that.
那么大的一个距离, 我们也受不了,
even from such a great distance, we cannot bear that.
现在神说他要住到我们中间来,
now God tells us he is to dwell in our midst.
我们能受得了吗?
Are we able to bear this?
弟兄姊妹们, 这的确是一个难处,
brothers and sisters, indeed, this is a hardship.
虽然以色列人当时没有说出这种心情,
even though Israel did not say outright this,
但是假如我们把我们自己摆在以色列人当中,
but if we are to place ourselves in their shoes,
能看到这种情形的,
we're able to see that condition.
但是这种情形出来,
and when this condition appears,
以色列人心里头真是有点,
and the hearts of Israel, the Israelites, they have this inexpressible feeling.
你说不要神住在我们中间,
if they were to say, I do not want God to dwell in our midst,
我们不甘心,
we are not willing for that.
要神住在我们中间,
but if God was to dwell in our midst,
我们感觉自己受不了,
but we know we cannot bear that.
那怎么办呢?
What shall we do?
感谢神,
we thank God.
神用不着以色列人在那里胡思乱想。
God does not need for the Israelites to think awry.
神亲自在那里说出一件事。
But God himself tells them.
我所以能住在你们中间。
That I'm able to dwell in your midst.
不是因为你们配。
It is not because you're worthy.
你们完全是不配。
You're completely unworthy.
但是我要住在你们中间，这是我的心意。
But it is my heart, my desire to dwell in your midst.
这个心意不是现在才起的。
It is not a desire I have now.
我在造人的时候就已经是这样定规的了。
Even in my creation, I have will for this.
现在我要住在你们中间。
Now I'm to dwell in your midst.
难处是有难处。
There is a hardship there.
但是我给你们是一个办法。
But I have a way for you.
你们造一个会幕。
You shall make a tabernacle.
这个会幕造出来。
When the tabernacle is made.
借着这个会幕，我就住在你们中间。
I will dwell in your midst in this tabernacle.
有这个帐幕，我就住在你们中间。
When you make this tabernacle, I will dwell.
没有这个帐幕，我就没不，我就愿意住在你们中间，但是你们不配。我们到你们中间。
Without this tabernacle, even though I will, I long to dwell in your midst, but you are unworthy. And I cannot dwell in your midst.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
神的话说得太清楚了。
The word of God is too clear.
我要悦纳人。
I want to accept man.
但是人不配。
But man is unworthy.
但是我要用我的办法来叫人可以回到我的面前来。
But God will make a way and use his way to bring man back into his
那个是什么呢？
What is that?
在当日的历史就是。
In the history of that day,
你们造一个会幕。
It is for man to build a tabernacle.
这个会幕做好了。
And when you complete this tabernacle,
借着这个会幕，我就住在你们中间。
Through this tabernacle, I will dwell in your midst.
但是
，But
造这个会幕是有条件、有根据的。
There is a foundation and there is a condition for this tabernacle to be built.
第一
，First。
你们要甘心乐意让我住在你们中间。
You must be willing for me to dwell in your midst.
在当时神告诉他们说你们给我送礼物来。
At that time, God told them to bring an offering of a willing heart.
弟兄姊妹如果你一看那是神所说的礼物。
Brothers and sisters, if you look at the offering which God tells them.
贵重是非常贵重的在当时的情形来说。
If you say they are precious, they are indeed precious in those times.
你说卑贱也卑贱的很清楚的。
If you say they are base, dishonorable, they are also very lowly matters.
但神说，我不管他们那个价值是多少。
But God is not mindful of the value of those things.
我要注意的是你们的甘心乐意，把它作为礼物献给我。
But God regards their heart if they're willing to bring that offering of that heave offering of a willing heart.
如果用现在我们属灵的话来说，就是说你们奉献。
If we use today's spiritual terms, we say, are you willing to consecrate ourselves?
奉献什么呢?
What are we consecrating?
奉献你们认为最有价值的。
We are to consecrate what we deem the most precious.
那这个是头一点。
That is the first point.
第二点呢?
Second.
你们要根据我所指示的样式。
It is according to the pattern which I show you.
这个是最重要的一点。
This is the most important point.
所以神说
So God says,
你要照着我在山上指示你的样式。
After the pattern which I've shown you on the mount.
这一句话在建造会幕的整个的启示的里头说了好多遍。
These words are repeated for us in the building of the tabernacle.
每说一组事情的建造的时候。
In each group of the building.
神都说这一句话做那个结论。
God uses these words as the conclusion according to the pattern.
不管你们做什么。
Regardless of what you do,
大的小的粗的幼的
great or small, or the big or the small matters,
都要照着我所指示你的样式。
All things must be done according to the pattern which I've shown you.
如果你们照着这个条件来执行了
Now, according to this condition, you will build.
又把这个条件执行的充充分分的完成了。
And if you build this completely fully,
感谢神。
We thank God.
神就说
，God says，
这个会幕算是建造好了。
Then I consider this tabernacle to be built.
那会幕建造好
，And when the tabernacle is finished，
我就可以住到你们中间来了。
I can dwell in your midst.
感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
现在问题来了。
Now the issue is，
会幕是什么
？What is the tabernacle？
你要看那个会幕那个作用。
What is the function of the tabernacle?
那个作用就真是很大。
That function is indeed great.
把人和神调和起来了。
It is to unite God and man.
把神带进人中间来。
That God can come into the midst of man.
把人带回神面前去。
And man is able to be brought back in the presence
of God. 从功用上面来说是很大很大。
And the function of the tabernacle is indeed very great.
但是我们不能不注意。
But we must take note.
因为我们这些人总是喜欢看外面的事情
Because for man, we always love to see what is outward
过于注意神向我们说话的里面的实际的光景
More than to focus the reality, the inward reality of the word of God
你说那造那个的会幕那个会幕造出来
Now we are to build the tabernacle and when it is finished
就解决我们跟神的问题
It will solve all the issues we have
with God 那我们跟神的关系的连结那是太容易了
Oh, then this is very simple for us to be united with God once again
弟兄们不能这样看
Brothers and sisters, we cannot view
it that way 那这样看的话我们是看不到神说话的目的
If we have that view, we cannot see into the purpose of the word of God
就像昨天晚上我们的弟兄一再的提起
Just as our brother repeatedly reminded us
是会幕要建造
Yes, the tabernacle is to be built
会幕有地上的那个样子
And the tabernacle has its form on earth
但是这个样子是表达天上那个真的帐幕
But this form is only merely a shadow of the true tabernacle in heaven
如果不是照着那个真的帐幕来建造这个会幕
If it's not according to that true tabernacle as we build
这个会幕你可以建造好多个天安门
We can see that we can build many of the gates in the tabernacle
你也可以很造很好多个那个美国的白宫
And we can build many of the things on earth like the Tiananmen Square or the White House in the US
但是造出来没有用处
But none of these things have any function purpose
因为这些你造出来也是雄伟是用雄伟庄严是庄严但是没有属灵的功用。
Perhaps these structures are very majestic or very great and grand, but they have no spiritual function at all.
所以主的话非常清楚在那里指出。
So the word of God tells us very clearly.
要照着我在山上指示你的样式。
It must be all made according to the pattern which I showed you on the mount. Why?
那这个就是我们要留意会幕的时候的那一个最重要的那个点
And that is exactly why we have to pay attention to the most important point concerning the tabernacle.
那为什么会幕造出来，神和人中间的矛盾就拿掉了
That when the tabernacle is finished, then the difficulty which man has with God will be solved.
人在神面前的阻挡就挪掉了
That the hindrance, the obstacle of man before God is removed.
这个会幕有那么重要吗
Would this tabernacle be so important?
感谢我们的神
We thank our God.
会幕的本身并不是很重要
The tabernacle itself is not of importance.
如果你要看会幕的本身你觉得会幕有什么了不起
If we are to look at the tabernacle itself, we do not see anything too grand about it.
因为你从外面去看会幕的时候
When we look at it outwardly of the tabernacle,
你看到的是什么
What do we see?
是灰灰黑黑的一个帐篷
It is a tent that is very dark gray.
哎呦，你说这有那么重要吗
？Why is this object so
important？ 能解决那么许多的问题吗
？That it will solve so many difficulties。
感谢主。
We thank the Lord。
不是你外面所看见的。
It is not what we see outwardly。
是我们要主所留意的说。
But,
你要照做在山上指示我的样子
the Lord tells
指示你的样子。
It is according to what I've shown you, according to the pattern on the mount。
那神。指示给摩西的是什么呢
Now what is it? What is the pattern which God have shown Moses?
从外面来看好像就是一个物件物件的形状是怎样怎样怎样
Externally it seems it is an object and this is the shape of the object in this form
但是弟兄姊妹们那些是有意思但是那个不是重点
Even though brothers and sisters there's meaning behind those things but that is not the importance
神要摩西跟以色列人注意帐幕的那个样式乃是神要叫跟随他的人留意到这些样式背后的那个词义
God desires Moses show Moses the pattern on the mount is for those who follow after God we must see the true reality behind the matter of those patterns
我们感谢主
We thank the Lord.
如果我们用笼统的话来说
Generally speaking,
整个的会幕
The entire tabernacle.
从外面一直看到里面,
when we see the tabernacle externally,
从里面再看回出,
and from the inward out to outward again,
你都看到一件事情,
we're able to see one thing.
不管是一个大件的物件,
whether it is a great object,
或是整个会幕的, 那个帐幕的, 外形,
or the form of the tent,
甚小的小到一个, 一个好像打在钉里的钉子,
or even a small object like the peg that is into the ground.
大的小的, 重要的, 或者人以为不重要的,
whether great or small, of importance in man's view or not important in man's view.
我们严格地说起来,
very strictly speaking,
每一件事情,
each matter,
都在分别在他们所表达的那个形象, 来说出神的儿子的所事和所做。
Each individual part, in fact, speaks very clearly to us concerning the Son of God, who He is and what He has done.
而不是那个会幕本身是什么一回事。
It is not the tabernacle itself what it is about.
是这个会幕它在那里启示了什么事情。
But it is the tabernacle, what is that revealing to us?
那弟兄姊妹,我不能把整个会幕一件一件的和弟兄姊妹们来提。
Now, brothers and sisters, I'm not able to share with brothers and sisters concerning each and every object.
这是我们聚会完了,回到我们各自聚会的地方,我们好好的读经的时候,是细细的摸进去。
This is something we can do when we go back to where we gather together. We can study the Word of God to get into the details.
在这次聚会里头,我们只能 非常重点的点出的那个事实来。
But during the conference, we can only very heavily point out the points for brothers and sisters.
我想我这样子来举一些例子来说明就好了。
Now I will just give some examples concerning this.
当神在那里很严肃地提到要照着山上的样式来表明的时候。
Now when God solemnly declares to do everything according to the mount, the pattern on the mount.
你看神把整个会幕的事情做那个一个很完整的启示给摩西。
God has given Moses a very complete revelation of the tabernacle.
用了几章的圣经来说明这个事情。
God has used several chapters to declare this to Moses.
但是弟兄们你要留意的。
But brothers and sisters, take note.
神头一件事情是说什么?
What is the first thing which God says?
头一件事情说的是,
the first thing which God says,
约柜,
it is the ark.
感谢我们的神。
Now we thank our God.
那么如果从神启示的那一些物件的次序来看,
if we look at the order of the objects in which God reveals to us,
那么我们看到神有一个非常清楚的心思,
we can see very clearly the heart, the desire of God for us to understand.
为了一些知道有会幕, 但是会幕究竟大概是怎么样子的呢? 我们没有什么太多印象的, 弟兄姊妹原谅我这样说了。我就特别请弟兄们给我照了一个张耀生弟兄画出来的 图片给弟兄姊妹看一看，你先有了一个概念，我点给你们弟兄姊妹们，你注意就好。Now
for the sake of brothers and sisters, forgive me for saying this. If we do not have a very clear impression of the image of the tabernacle, I've asked brothers to prepare a slide for us concerning the tabernacle, which brother Stephen Chung has drawn out.
现在这一个是，我这里都看不清楚。
I cannot see too clearly here, but this is the image.
是说的会幕里头的那个内容。
This image tells us of the instruments that are within the tabernacle.
那在那个会幕的里面呢, 那昨天晚上弟兄姊妹你就听到有圣所和至圣所。
Now this is the within the tabernacle, as our brother shared with us, there is the holy place and the holy of holies.
你留意到他那个这个图呢，虽然是我也要说你们的，你要是根据那个小字看到，你就知道了。我不要弟兄姊妹去留意那个门帘和那个帐幔子。
Now if you see some of the notes in this drawing, brothers and sisters, let us not pay attention to those concerning the pillars or the veil.
而我是要弟兄姊妹注意的是里面所陈列的事物。
But brothers and sisters, let us take note of the instruments, the furniture that is placed in the tabernacle.
会幕的里面就分成两段。
We can see there are two parts in the tabernacle.
前面那一段就是圣所。
In the front of the tabernacle is the holy place.
后面就是上头。 就是后面的那一段呢，是至圣所。
That is on the top of the image. That is the most holy place.
那在两个不同的地方里头摆设的那个物件。
Now we can see the furniture that is placed in the tabernacle.
那现在我就是从这个次序来说了。
I will go through the order in this way.
头一件是说出来的是约柜。
The first is the Ark of the Covenant.
就是图上最顶上的那一个物件。
That is the drawing on the top of the picture.
那一个约柜就摆在那里。
The Ark of the Covenant is placed there.
约柜的那个构造是怎么样，我都不说了。
I won't get into the detail of the making of the Ark.
我要说的是说。
But what I want to say,
神为什么先摆出一个约柜?
Is why God first placed the Ark of the
Covenant there. 那是说出神的心意。
That tells us of the heart of God.
神要 神说我要住在你们中间。
God says, I will dwell in your midst.
那他怎么住在我们中间呢?
Now, how is God to dwell in our midst?
以色列人怎么晓得他在他中间呢?
How does Israel know God is in their midst?
神就说,
God says,
在那里有个约柜。
There is an ark there.
这一个约柜呢,
and this ark,
就是我住在你们中间的那一个记号。
It is the testimony, the symbol that I dwell in your midst.
因为那个约柜就是我跟你们立约。 我要住在你们中间。
That is the Ark of the Covenant. I have made a covenant that I will dwell in your midst.
在约柜的里头, 我对你们有要求。
In the covenant, I have this requirement of you.
在约柜的上头, 我有恩典供应你们。
But on the top of the Ark, I have grace that I've supplied unto you.
你照着我的要求来上跟上来。
According to what I require, you follow on.
我的恩典是充充足足的赏给你们。
And my grace is fully supplied unto
我特别要指出一点。
And I want to point this
弟兄姊妹们,
out.
你知道,
Brothers and sisters, we know.
神的要求就是条诫命。
The requirement of God is the Ten Commandments. It is in the ark.
那你看不见的,
we cannot see it.
但是神是在那里要求,
but God has a requirement there.
到他面前来的人,
those who come before
都得满,
him,
都得要满足神的等候。
We must fulfill God's longing.
但是你要满足神这一个对我们的等候,
but in order to fulfill this longing of God,
我们,
for us,
认识我们自己的,
we know ourselves.
我们知道有难处,
we know fully there is this hardship.
但是神说,
but God says,
上面有施恩座,
there is the mercy seat on top.
施恩座的里头, 我充充满满有恩典。
And on the mercy seat, I'm full of grace and mercy.
神的恩典是照着神的要求给我们满足的充满。
And the grace which is bestowed upon God is according to the requirement which he has for us.
弟兄姊妹你注意,
brothers and sisters, take
注意什么呢?
note. What do we pay attention
施恩座,
to?
是摆在约柜的顶上。
That the mercy seat is placed on top of the ark.
我们用另外一句话来说,
in other words,
不管神的要求有多高,
regardless of how high, how great the requirement of God is,
神恩典的供应就有那样高, 并且还多一点。
Forevermore his grace is above, as higher above what his requirement is.
所以他那个施恩座是在约柜的顶上。
Therefore, the mercy seat is above the Ark of the Covenant.
那为什么施恩座能带出这样的恩典呢?
Now, why is the mercy seat able to bring forth
such grace? 如果我们细细留意,
if we pay attention,
施恩座的两旁是有两个基路伯。
On the sides of the Ark, there is two cherubim.
他们的眼睛一直瞪着那个施恩座。
Their sight is always on the mercy seat.
你施恩座那里有什么好看呢?
What is so great about the mercy seat that they're looking upon? We thank
the Lord. 如果主的话上我们一打开,
if the word of God is open,
你就看到了,
we can see that.
神儿子的血在哪里?
The blood of the Son of God is there.
神儿子的血在哪里?
Wherever the blood of the Son is.
神恩典的供应的丰富也就充充足足在那里。
the fullness, the richness of the blood of the Son of God manifests the fullness of this grace and mercy.
就神对人的要求, 毫无保留地给带到神的心思里。
No matter the requirement of God now has brought man into the heart, into the mind of
God. 感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
这是会幕头一件事显出来的那一件事物。
This is the first object that is manifested in the tabernacle.
那是清清楚楚地说出神的上人的那个心意。
It fully discloses us to us the heart, the desire of God to man.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
不能说太多了，因为时间是非常快的过去。
Because of time, I cannot get into any more detail.
但弟兄姊妹，当我们看到，
But brothers and sisters,
神是以这样的预备， 祂整个的作为在人的中间。
When we see how God have manifested his work amongst men,
那就， 神第二件事情就说什么呢？
The second matter God tells to us,
陈设饼的桌子。
Is this the table of the showbread?
昨天晚上我们的弟兄提过了。
Our brother has mentioned that last night.
再下一个呢，是金灯台。
And then the golden lampstand.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
你很清楚地知道，
Very clearly we can see.
这就是神的恩典从施恩座上流出来的时候。
This is the grace of God when it flows from the mercy seat.
它对 要到神面前去的人的所做的实际的供应，
For those who draw near to God, what he practically provides for us.
你需要认识神，
If we desire to know God,
你需要经历神，
We desire to experience God.
你需要神来代替你的，你需要神的儿子来代替我们这一个人来。
We must need for the Son of God to take our place, to draw near to God.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们如果能进到圣所的，就是我们已经有了生命的。
If we're able to enter into a holy place, that means we have life.
但是你的生命必须要长大。
But we must have a growth in our life.
那你怎么能长大呢？
How is our life to increase, to grow? We thank the Lord.
陈设饼在那里供应我们。
The table of showbread there provides for us.
我们长大了。
We are growing.
我们还需要有直接跟上主的道路。
We must follow directly onto the way of
the Lord. 我们不能只是说神啊，你是尊贵的神， 但是我不走你的路。
We cannot merely say, God, you're an honorable God, but we cannot follow your way.
我走我自己的路。
I will go on my own way.
弟兄姊妹们，这是人天然里面的东西。
Brothers and sisters, by nature, man is that way.
但神在这边给你生命的光。
But on the one hand, God gives us the light of
life. 那边是主说我是天上降下来的粮。
God also says, I'm bread from above.
这边他说我是生命的光。
And on the other hand, God says, I'm the light of life.
来照明我们的路。
To shine light upon our path.
来叫我们不会
So that we will not go astray.
这个问题就很严肃了。
Then this is a very solemn issue.
但是感谢我们的主。
But we thank our Lord.
他知道我们的愚昧和短缺是什么。
God fully,
他这样的很具体的来给我们做了预备。
God fully knows our weakness and our foolishness, so he has prepared well for us.
那再说。
And.
那这是启示的呢， 在启示的次序上面来说，神说了这三件东西。
And God's revelation in this order, God reveals these three objects to us.
然后第四件东西呢？
And then the fourth object.
就离开了圣所了。
It is not in the holy place.
出到院子了。
It is in the courtyard.
院子就是那个，这里没看到。
It is not in this picture.
请把第二个片打出来。
This is the second image.
那这个就是整个会幕的连院子的那个简图。
This is the entire sanctuary with the courtyard.
外面那个宽宽的那个框呢，那就是那个院子的范围。
Now the exterior is the boundary of the courtyard.
你进了那个院子里面，头一件事你碰到的是什么呢？
What is the first object which we see from the courtyard?
那是启示里面所说的第四件事。
And that is the fourth matter in the order of God's revelation.
祭坛。
It is the altar.
那昨天我们的弟兄也提到了这个事情了。
Our brother also mentioned about this last night.
那我们感谢我们的神。
Now we thank our God.
那弟兄姊妹，你留意，我现在是从神启示的次序来说这几件事物。
Now, brothers and sisters, I'm mentioning these matters according to the revelation of God in the scriptures.
从神的定义来说出他怎么安排来让人进到他的面前。
It is according to the arrangement of God, how he has made these arrangements in order for God, man to come into his presence.
所以好像是从自大、自高、自尊严、自威王的一直说到最低层的。
It seems as if it is from the most majestic, most grand, most honorable, glorious to the most lowly item.
弟兄们，如果你把这个启示的次序翻过来。
But brothers and sisters, if we invert the order of this revelation,
那不是明明就是我们经历神的那一个实际的经历吗？
But that is also very practically how we experience God in our
situation. 神的荣耀吸引我们。
It is the glory of God that draws
us. 我们真的乐意来到神的面前。
And we're willing to come into God's presence.
那你怎么去呢？
Now how do we come into His presence?
非圣洁没有人能见主。
Unless we are holy, we cannot see God.
带着罪业的人不能见主。
And those with sin, we cannot see God.
我们怎么能到神面前去呢？
How are we able to come into God's presence?
不要说到神面前去。
Not only before the presence of God.
连靠近神那都不可能。
We cannot even draw near to him.
明天我们会说到那个院子里面，所带出他的功用。
Now we can see each of the function of the objects in the sanctuary.
不，现在只是让弟兄姊妹知道，当时神安排这一个会幕给以色列人的时候，在他们心思上面的一个印象。
But this is an impression for us as God arranged for the tabernacle to the Israelites.
那意思，当人要到神面前去的时候，
Therefore, before man comes into
首先你要解决的就是罪的问题。
First thing we have to deal with is this matter of sin.
首先要解决就是我们的生命的问题。
First matter is concerning life.
那你怎么能解决这个生命呢？
How do we solve this matter of life?
你怎么能解决我们这个罪的重担呢？
How do we take care of this matter of the burden of our sin?
感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise God.
如果就着我们的经历来说，
According to our experience,
我们从听见福音开始时候开始。
From the moment we heard of the gospel,
那我们就引出一个动作。
Or we have brought forth this
action. 我就接受神做我们的耶稣基督做我们的救主。
I'm willing to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as my personal savior.
这是救恩。
That is salvation.
这个救恩在哪里显出来呢？在会幕那里。
Where is the salvation manifested? In the tabernacle.
在祭坛那里。
It is at the altar.
一个人要进到神的面前。
If a man is to enter
头一步你要经过祭坛。
The first object we
在祭坛里头解决我们的那个和神的那个关系。
At the altar, our relationship is restored with God.
一切与神中间有拦阻的事物，在那里做一个基本的解决。
At any obstacle, hindrance we have before God is basically dealt with at the altar.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那当我们走过了那个祭坛的时候，
Now after we have gone through the altar,
你就可以进圣所了。
We're able then to enter into the holy place.
那一进到圣所，
When we enter the holy place,
哎呀，你就觉得，
We feel then,
弟兄姊妹你留意，
Brothers and sisters,
先说这一个，
We first say this,
会幕里头没有灯，没，除了那个灯台以外没有光的。
There is no light aside from the golden lampstand in the sanctuary, in the holy place.
如果用我们的感觉来说呢，你进到里面是暗暗的。
In our own feeling, when we enter into holy place, it is very dim.
这是外面的环境。
That is the external situation.
但是因为你已经有了那个祭坛的经历。
But because now we have the experience of the altar.
你是凭着生命进去的。
It is according to life.
你没生命的不能进去。
Without life, we cannot enter.
但那是你生命里面有感觉。
Now we have this feeling in our life.
我要更多的知道主。
I want to know more of the Lord, to know him.
接受主的引导和的带领。
To accept his guidance, his
direction. 这是我们属灵的学习。
This is our spiritual lesson.
是我们蒙恩得救了以后的，
After 那 we have been saved
所走过的那段路。
That is the path which we journey.
但是虽然我们在知识上或者经历上能比较多知道主一些，
Perhaps in our knowledge and our experience we know of the Lord more.
但是我们多多少少还是觉得主和我们中间那个直接的那个连接还是有点缺陷。
Yet more or less we feel there is still some shortcoming in our direct connection, union with the Lord.
但是感谢主
But we thank the Lord.
你进到了圣所
When we enter the holy place,
你在那里就长成
There we mature.
长成到一个地步
We are mature to a point.
你就可以到至圣所
We can enter then
你就与神面对面
holy place, And we see God face to face.
你就按照神的心意来侍立在神的面前
According to God's desire, then we can stand and serve
before
Him.
这个是从我们的经历这方面来倒过来来看神那个启示
We invert this revelation order from our experience to see from that viewpoint.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那虽然我们不能很细的来说出这些。
Even though we cannot go into much more detail concerning this.
但弟兄姊妹，你已经看到了。
But brothers and sisters, we have seen enough.
我们能神的恩典能来到我们这一边。
That the grace of God can come upon us.
我们这些人可以进到神的直接进到神的面前。
That man is able to directly enter into God's presence.
那个实际的光景是什么
What is that practical situation?
神的儿子他的所事和他的所做
It is because of the Son of God who he is and what he has done
借着神的所事
Through who he is
他把神所要做的做成
All that God desires to do he has completed
他所做成的事情
All that he has finished
就给我们打开了那个回到神面前去的路
has opened up that way back for us to return
我们感谢赞美我们的神
we praise and thank our God
那我现在只是从那个启示那一方面和弟兄姊妹们来留意这一方面
now I've only shared with brothers and sisters concerning this order of this revelation
但是你若不是要回到当时那个实际的光景
but when we return to the actual situation at that time
你就发觉没有那么轻松
we realize it is not as easy as we're saying right now
我先说一点点，明天再不，后天再细一点提一提。
I'll just mention it first, but on Saturday, then we'll get into it more.
这个只是我们在认识上面，神是这样做了安排。
It is only in our understanding we know this is all the arrangement which God has made.
回到当时以色列人。的实际的光景
But when we return back to the actual condition of the
Israelites 你会发现一件事情
We'll discover then
神是借着会幕住在我们中间
It is through the tabernacle which God dwells in our midst
但是我们只是知道这件事情
But it's only something we know
我们没有办法到神面前去的
Yet we cannot come before God's presence
为什么呢
Why?
因为能进圣所的
Because that who is able to enter the holy place
说大一点
Even more
能进院子的
Even if we are to get into the
courtyard 只有利未族的人
Only of the Levites can enter the courtyard
能进圣所的
And those who can enter the holy place
只有祭司
Only the priests
能进到至圣所的
And who can enter the most holy place is the great high priest
那我们老百姓怎么样
Now what about all the rest of the people
还是围在神的整个的荣耀的旨意的祭活外边
All the rest of the people is only still outside of this glorious eternal will, this plan of God.
虽然是在外边
Even though we're on the
是在院子外头
Outside of the courtyard.
但是感谢主
But we thank the Lord.
神是给我们看见
God shows us.
利未人是代替以色列十二个支派
that the Levites take the place of the 12 tribes of Israel
可以靠近一点
and they can draw near
祭司也是代替了整个十二个支派可以更靠近一点
and the priests also represent to take the place of the people to draw even closer
大祭司是背持整个以色列到神的面前
and the high priest would bear upon Israel upon his shoulders to enter into the most holy place we praise and thank God
虽然人的愚昧把人隔在神与人的那连接的那个事实里。
Even though man's foolishness has disconnected man from the union with God.
但是在神的整个的安排的里头
But,
神巴不得有一天这一个障碍完全的给拆掉。
But it is God's desire that one day all these hindrances would be completely removed.
人这所有的人不需要再借着利未人也不借着祭司就可以知道直接到神面前
that man is able to come directly into God's presence without going through the Levites or the high priest
神的定义是这样
that is God's will
我们感谢赞美我们的主
we praise and thank our Lord
那因此弟兄姊妹你留意到整个的事情里边是怎么样能起一个作用 让以色列人当时安心接受神住在他们里头呢？
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we can see this arrangement of God, how the Israelites are secure to receive this arrangement from God that He dwells in their midst.
从眼见的事物来看，是会幕。
From what is visible, it is the tabernacle.
从我们实际的给神给我们恩典来认识到会幕的那个实际的内容的时候。
But practically, when God gives us grace to understand the purpose, the function of the tabernacle,
那是神的儿子和他的所做成的。
That is about His Son, the Son of God, who is the one
He has done. 这也就是晚上，昨天晚上我们的弟兄一再在那里说明了。
And that's what our brother shared with us repeatedly last night.
你要注意神已经做成了的。
We must pay attention to what God has already completed.
我们是去享用神所做成的。
And that we come to enjoy what God has finished.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那因此，当我们归纳起来的时候，
so when we summarize,
那我们不能不注意到几方面的事情。
We must take note then of a few areas.
那在整个会幕，当然原谅我们没办法把整个的会幕一点一点的和弟兄姊妹们都交通得到。
Now brothers and sisters, forgive me, I cannot share each and every detail concerning the tabernacle.
但是你从那几个很重要的事物的上面，你能体会到神的心意。
But according to these very important objects, we're able to come to know the heart of God.
那感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
头一点我们就注意到了。
The first thing we see.
为什么那个会幕的设立要一定要根据神所指示的样式。
Why must the tabernacle and the objects be set according to the pattern that is shown to them?
因为你不能把我们的主的所事和所做来表达错。
That's because we cannot manifest incorrectly who the Son of God is and what He has done.
因为我交通的范围只是限于在会幕的这个范围，所以我就不插出去说其他的事。
Because I have been assigned to share concerning the tabernacle, so I will not go off tangent.
但是因为说到照着神的照着在山上指示你的样式这个点来说的话，
But when we speak on this point that we are to do according to the mount, the pattern shown to us on the mount.
我也想起昨天晚上我们的弟兄交通的教会历史下来的事的时候。
I think again of what our brother shared with us throughout church history last night.
我们非常清楚的知道，
Very clearly we know.
撒旦是一直要在神的旨意的执行的里面，要做成在伊甸园里面他所做成的事。
Satan, throughout the execution of God's plan, desires to bring the harm which he has brought, as he has brought in the Garden of Eden.
但是感谢神，
But we thank God.
他的儿子所做的事情已经不能给他像伊甸园那样张狂了。
All that the Son of God has finished for us would not allow for the enemy to act as he wishes when he did in the Garden of Eden.
根本的原因在哪里？
Where's the basic reason for that?
我们的主是从死里复活的。
That is because our Lord has risen from the dead.
已经把一切黑暗的权势带到一个结束的地位上。
And has brought to a finish all the power of darkness.
那因此，我们的主所做的，撒旦虽然要来
Therefore, even though Satan may try to come and disturb, but because of the finished work of the Lord,
但神的心意一定可以回复到神起初的定义。
God's heart and His desire will surely be restored to His original purpose.
那所以我们看教会历史的时候，你看到。
Therefore, when we see throughout church history, we see
称为教会的这个事物在地上走错了多少的路。
That which is called the church throughout history have gone through many errors.
当然他们就从教会成了宗教了。
Of course then, from the church, it has become a religion.
别人说它是教会，神说那是宗教。
Others may call that still the church, but God says that is religion.
到了现代呢？
In present day.
这种光景有没有过去？
Is this condition past?
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
没有过去，
no,
并且花样变得太多、太丰富、 太有内容。
Perhaps many, many different forms with much substance and much other details.
结果呢，把主所做的几乎遮盖了。
With such activities, it seems to cover all the work of the Lord.
那但这个不是在我交通的范围里，所以我只是提一提。
That is not in the scope of my sharing. I only mentioned that.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们活在现代的时候，你要看的是看会幕所启示给我们的原则。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, if we are to view correctly, we have to see the principle that is shown to us in the tabernacle.
不要去注意人所说的道理。
Let us not pay attention to all the doctrine of men.
我举一个轻轻的例子就好了。
So just a very simple example.
现在很流行大教会。
Now, today is very good, a current trend of the mega church.
弟兄姊妹们，
My brothers and sisters,
这个话是很好听。
These words sound good.
但是你也回到主的话里头去看。
But when we return to the word of God,
你看到什么？
What do we see?
看到基督和他的十字架吗？
Do we see Christ and the church?
还是看到人的各种各样的智慧聪明？
Do we see in the place of that is man's own wisdom?
技巧和组织的能力。
And man's expertise and their organization.
弟兄姊妹们，你要找分别上树上的果子的东西就很多。
Brothers and sisters, if we're to see, then we can see much of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil.
你要找生命树上的果子，你就不太容易找到。
It is very difficult for us to find the fruit of the tree of life in those situations.
弟兄姊妹，这是现在的光景，还是有这么一。这么的一些的现象。
Brothers and sisters, that is still the phenomenon we see in present day.
那一直等我们要看旧约的启会幕的启示的时候。
Therefore, when we see the revelation of the tabernacle in the Old Testament,
会幕里头的大大小小的每件事情，我们要懂得它实在的意思。
All the objects, great and small in the tabernacle, we must understand what they mean.
但是更重要的那一件事情是必须要看见。整个的会幕的那个大前提。
But what is even more important, we must see the premise, a matter concerning the tabernacle.
那么我现在把它总结一下来说说就好。
Now I will summarize this.
那在旧约的会幕的启示的里头。
In the old covenant, when it is manifested
to us. 头一件事情给我们碰到的。
Concerning the tabernacle, firstly.
是神的定义。
It is God's will.
神定义什么？
What has God willed?
我要住在你们中间。
I am to dwell in your midst.
感谢赞美主。
We praise and thank the Lord.
这个话是不是神头一次说到对神的子民来说的呢？
Are these the first time which God says these words to his people?
我要住在你们中间。
I will dwell in your midst.
好像是。
It seems as it is.
但是感谢我们的神。
But we thank our God.
你读到启示录最末了的时候。
When we read even to the end of
Revelation. 那就是我们这次聚会的那个主题了。
And that is the,
神的帐幕在人间。
The theme of this conference, behold the tabernacle of God amongst men.
这个是神的定义。
That is the will of God.
神这个定义不在会幕的时候开始。
This will of God does not begin during the time of the tabernacle.
神这个定义是在神造人以前就开始。
That this will of God is even before the creation of man.
在神吩咐以色列人造会幕的时候就发表他那个原则。
When God commanded Israel to build the tabernacle, he executed the principle.
然后我们看到启示录最末了。
And when we see even to the end in Revelation,
神所做的做成。
And God has finished all that He desires to do, we praise and thank our Lord. 那
不是单单是看见神的定义。
Not only do we see the will of God,
你也是看见神的预备。
We see also what He has prepared.
因为在会幕里头所表达的每一件事情，不是那个会幕的物件本身。所有的
that is each object in the tabernacle is not the object itself what it is
是那些物件所表达的出来的那些属灵的实际
but it is the spiritual reality that each object in the tabernacle manifests to us
那些就是属灵的实际是什么
and what is the spiritual reality of each object
神的预备
it is God's preparation
弟兄姊妹们我们感谢主
brothers and sisters we thank the Lord
如果不是神的预备
if it's not what God has
prepared 你怎么能去到祭坛那里呢
how are we able then to come to the altar
没有神的预备
without God's preparation
你生命 怎么可以长成呢？
How is our life to grow?
你怎么能看见道路呢？
How we're able to see the way?
你怎么有那个有那个里面的那一个充满来叫你继续走完该走的跟随主的路呢？
How we're able to be filled within to know the Lord and to continue on to follow the Lord? We praise and thank God.
你看到会幕的里头的一切，
When we see all that is in the tabernacle,
是神的预备。
It is all God's provision.
神预备好这样的一份恩典。
And God has prepared such a grace.
神预备好这一份的同情和陪伴。
And God has prepared for us his companion with us and his grace with us.
让我们在地上走路的时候，
And so when we go on this journey,
不管遇到什么样的光景，
regardless of the condition,
主带我们越过去。
It is the Lord who brings us to overcome.
因为他预备了各样的丰盛。
Because he has prepared for us all abundance.
感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
更感谢我们的主的。
And we thank our Lord even more.
他不单是给我们预备，给我们定义，给我们预备。
Not only has he willed and prepared.
他更是挪去我们一切的阻挡。
He is also the one who will remove all the obstacle hindrances.
这一个挪去阻挡不是只是一个外面的改变一下环境。
This removal is not only externally to change our circumstances somewhat.
用我们今天的话来说，
or in our words today,
那是神把圣灵赐给了我们。
God has given us the Holy Spirit.
叫我们今天懂得，
so that today we know,
跟随圣灵的引导，活在生命里。
That we will follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit to live in life.
按照生命的那个管理和指导，
according to the direction, the government of life,
来继续往前走。
That we would go on and follow on.
我们感谢我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
谢谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因为在他那个丰盛的怜悯里，
Because in his abundant, the richness of his grace,
就我们在会幕的启示这一方面来说呢，最低限度给我们摸到了神怎么把我们带回他自己的面前。
At the very least, in the revelation of the tabernacle, God shows us how he is to bring us back into his presence.
他又自己怎么进到我们的里面。
And how God himself will come into our midst.
让我们和神中间再没有间隔。
So that there no longer would be any barriers between God and man.
根据什么呢？
According to what?
还是主自己的话所指明的。
Again, according to God's own word,
基督和他的十字架，
Christ and his cross.
除掉了，不说了。
Oh, the image has been removed.
刚才我还漏了一件事情给弟兄姊妹们看到。
But there was one point I have neglected to share with brothers and sisters.
现在提一提，明天下一次再提。
I will mention it now. Next time we'll get into details.
你看到神启示呢？那是物件的时候。
When we look at the image of all that God has revealed,
约柜，
that is the ark,
桌子，
the table of showbread,
灯台，
and the golden lampstand,
祭坛，
and the altar,
连接起来是什么？
And when we connect those dots,
十字架，
it is the cross.
很清楚，你看见。
It's very clear.
但是这个不是只是单单独它是这个世界一个样子。
But it is not only this image.
但是我先提这个。
But I first mentioned.
那是带出我结尾的那几句话。
This will bring forth my conclusion.
会幕给我们一个什么样的启示的原则呢？
What is the principle in which the tabernacle is revealed to us?
基督和他。
That is Christ and his cross.
感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
我们都是离弃神的，背弃神的人。
We are those who rebel against God and forsake God.
神把我们带回他的面前。
God brings us back into his presence.
没有一件事情是我们自己做的。
There is not one thing that we have done.
我们回过头来看，非常看得清楚。
When we reflect, we see very clearly.
不像一些的宗教说，你做这个做这个，做好了你就好。
Unlike any religion that tells us, You do this and you do that and you will be fine.
我们的经历是,
Our experience is
你可以做这个,
we can do much, this and that. Yet we cannot do anything well. How can we do all things well? It is Christ, our Lord Himself, who has done all for us in our place. He leads us back to God.
感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
这个是会幕,
This is the tabernacle. And that is the most important revelation of the tabernacle.
让我们回到神起初的定义,
that we will return back to the original purpose of God. That behold, the tabernacle of God is amongst men.
我们把荣耀, 承受, 感谢, 爱戴, 归给他,
and we give all the glory, honor, praises, and adoration back to Him.
我们一同也祷告,
let us pray.
主，什么时候你把你的心意向我们打开？
Oh Lord, whenever Thou reveal Thy heart to us,
都是丰富到一个地步，我们没有办法能领会得了。
It is so rich that we cannot fully comprehend.
但是感谢你，
but we thank Thee.
你把赐人智慧的启示的灵给了我们。
Thou hast granted us the spirit of wisdom and of revelation.
求主亲自的把我们领进。 你自己的话语的光中,
Lord, we pray that Thou would lead us into the light of Thy word.
领进你手中工作的那个荣耀与丰美,
lead us into the glory and beauty of Thy word.
谢谢我们的主,
we thank Thee, Lord.
因为你实在没有留下一样好处不给我们,
because Thou did not withhold any good thing from us.
但愿主给我们懂得,
Lord, may Thou show us,
我们不是只是为了好处来跟随你,
that we do not follow Thee for any other goodness.
我们是为着你的旨意来跟随你,
but for Thy own will we follow after Thee.
你的旨意要
And Thy will is to dwell in our midst.
也叫我们住在你们的里面,
and that we would dwell in Thee.
主啊, 但愿你救我们脱离各种各样的人的愚昧,
Lord, deliver us from any man's foolishness.
让你所要做成的, 可以做成在我们身上,
so all Thy work can be completed upon us.
主啊,因为你说在你手中没有难成的事,
Lord, because Thou said there is nothing impossible with Thee.
所以我们放胆的把我们自己交给你,
therefore with confidence we commit ourselves to Thee.
但主按照你的定义, 领我们一步一步地走进你最荣耀的旨意里。
Lord, according to Thy will, Thy desire lead us step by step into Thy will.
我们都要说, 荣耀, 承受, 感谢, 爱戴, 归给你。
And we shall all say, all glory and honor and praises and adoration be Thine.
我们将祷告, 仰望, 奉主耶稣基督的名。
We look unto Thee and pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name. Amen.